This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. India and Russia today exchanged 16 agreements in areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges, and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both nations. He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism. He reiterated India's unwavering belief that terrorism is a direct assault on the values of humanity and said global unity is the greatest strength against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है। पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात, इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है। भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत है।
Prime Minister stated that both sides are working towards the early conclusion of a free trade agreement with the Eurasian Economic Union. Mr. Modi announced that India will soon be launching a free 30-day e-tourist visa and a 30-day group tourist visa for Russian citizens. Mr. Modi said the Russian side has decided to adopt the framework agreement to join the International Big Cat Alliance. Mr. Modi said the President Putin's visit has come at a time when bilateral relations are reaching many historic milestones. He said that in the last 10 years, the world has seen many ups and downs, and in the midst of all this, India-Russia ties have stood the test of time. On Ukraine, the Prime Minister said India has advocated for peace on the Ukraine issue from the very beginning. In a joint statement issued after the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, the two countries reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral and multilateral cooperation in the field of combating challenges and threats such as terrorism, extremism, transnational organized crime, money laundering, terrorist financing, and illicit drug trafficking. Both leaders reaffirmed their strong commitment to preventing and countering terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border movements of terrorists and terrorist financing networks and safe havens. Both leaders condemned the terrorist attack in strongest form in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, and in Russia at the Crocus City Hall. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the discussions between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin focused on the proposed free trade agreement that is under discussion between India and the Eurasian Economic Union. He said it was agreed between both sides that negotiations should be fast-tracked for early conclusion with stipulated timelines. The Foreign Secretary remarked that India-Russia defense and military technical cooperation remains robust. He highlighted that Russia also continues to support India's Make in India initiative in this domain. Mr. Misri said that on Ukraine conflict, President Putin briefed Prime Minister Modi at considerable length. Government has constituted a four-member committee for the comprehensive review of the circumstances leading operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee has been asked to submit a report within 15 days. In a statement, DGCA said the committee will identify the underlying causes leading to widespread operational disruptions. Indigo CEO Peter Elbers apologized for the inconvenience caused to the passengers across the country due to the large number of flight cancellation. In a video message today, Mr. Elbers said that the airline has faced severe operational disruptions over the past few days. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India entered into the semi-finals after defeating traditional rivals Belgium in the quarter-final at the Mir Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai today. The Indian team won in the penalty shootout. And that is the end of this news bulletin.